Now, let's get to the show.
You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. This is Live with Lifestyle. I'm your host, Bobby Sarda, and today's episode is about women in STEM. So we've been talking about women in STEM, and the biggest place, the biggest challenge that women in STEM face is that there just aren't enough of them. A lot of women just don't go into STEM fields, and a lot of this comes from their education. So if you look at from elementary school to high school, there's not much of a difference between how many women and men are involved in science classes from K to 12. Males and females both took AP exams and calculus AB, statistics, and chemistry at about the same rate. It was about 50-50. However, males were more likely to take advanced-level AP exams in STEM fields such as calculus BC, physics 1, and physics C. And the AP class that had the biggest gender disparity in who took the AP exam was AP Computer Science, with 81% of students enrolled in the course being male and only 19% being female. And this can be seen in throughout colleges as well. This same 19% of women in CompSci is seen where women earn about 50.3% of the bachelor's degree on all bachelor's degrees in science and engineering. However, they only earn about 18% in computer science, which is very similar to the 19% that get take the computer science AP exam or class. My name is Bobby Sarda. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds. This is Live with Lifestyle, and today's episode is about women in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So we've already talked about the history of women in STEM and education, but now we're actually going to talk about the workforce, which is where people have really noticed this disparity of women in STEM. So in the U.S. Census Bureau in 2009, they showed that women make up about 48% of the workforce, but only 29% of STEM jobs are held by women, which is kind of just weird. But I think as time has gone on, especially now, there's a lot more women going into STEM. There's a lot more women getting degrees in STEM because there's a lot more opportunities for them. But if you look at the current breakdown of the STEM workforce, there's 62% of women in social sciences, which are sociology, psychology, things like that. 48% in biological, agricultural, and environmental life sciences, which is medicine, biology, obviously, pharmacy, environmental science, things like that. 15% of women, 15% of engineering as women, and 25% in computer and mathematical sciences. And women make up about 7.9% of mechanical engineers and 10.7% of electrical or computer hardware engineers. So as you can see, as fields become more math and computer science and physics heavy, there are fewer and fewer women. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. This is Live with Lifestyle, and I'm joined in the studio right now by the creator of this podcast, Women Made, Uma Couture Lakota. Hi, Uma.
Hey.
Okay, so why did you decide to do a podcast about women in STEM?
Well, in my life, like, my mom is, she's in computer science, and a lot of my aunts and my female relatives and my family friends in general are in STEM fields. So I was always, like, surrounded by these really, like, intelligent, science-minded women. But I didn't really realize, I guess, that not all girls had that experience. So when I heard my friend saying, like, she didn't know any women in science fields, I felt compelled to kind of show everyone that, no, there are women in math. There are women who do these types of things for a living. And also, it just interests me. It really interests me to hear their stories.
So why do you think STEM involvement is important?
I think STEM involvement is important. I think it's important to a lot of people, but not necessarily everybody, because there are people who are more art-minded, like STEAM, like arts and education. But it's also really important because that's what brings us development. That's what changes the way we live, essentially. So I think STEM is vital to making sure that as a civilization, we continue to grow and we continue to progress. And women are really important to that because, as I mentioned in my second episode of my podcast, the very first computer programmer was a female. So there is so much that women can do that if women got involved in STEM, and there are women involved in STEM, so they are changing the world.
Well, thank you, Uma. That's all that we have for today. If you want to listen to more episodes of Uma's podcast, Women Made, feel free to go to whje.com and under the Lifestyle tab and click Women Made. It's right there. She has got two episodes up there right now, and I hope you enjoyed the show.